Daddy, what are you doing?
We're recording a podcast.
Who's listening?
Islander fans are listening.
Where are they?
Well, they're right here.
Welcome to the Isles Faithful Podcast with your host, Michael Sherline.
Hello, and welcome to the Isles Faithful Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Sherline. This is episode 4. Today is August 22nd, and we are going to be speaking to Mike from Isles Meetup Charlotte, and he'll be telling us all about the meetup down there on October 4th for the Canes opener against the Islanders. We're going to hear a little bit about Lou Lamoriello and analytics. We're going to hear from some Twitter followers with our Twitter question segment. Always a good time. Some silly ones in there this week. And we'll also be talking about Lou Lamoriello's appearance on Sirius XM, Barry Trotz's interview with Arthur Staple on The Athletic, and the Twitter contest that we are running for a Yes Men Outfitters t-shirt. Earlier this week, Arthur Staple of The Athletic sat down with Barry Trotz, and they had a nice little question and answer. Now, for those of you who might not subscribe, I'll give you some of the best parts. So it's funny that we spoke about analytics with Reagan King last week, because they go into a little bit of analytics in the interview. Arthur asked, when you look at some of the analytics from your time in Washington, in particular last season, your team was last in shots on goal but tied for first in shooting percentage. Was that a byproduct of something structural, or was that a stated goal to focus on attempts and more on creating good shooting opportunities? Barry replied, it was a goal. We're looking for quality. A lot of people put a lot of value in analytics into shots on goal or shot attempts. I put more value on quality shots. It's like quality chances versus regular scoring chances. An unscreened shot from the blue line goes in maybe 1% of the time. If you get into the hash marks below the circles, lateral plays, they go up to 20, 30, 40, 50%. I'd rather have one 40%er than 41 percenters. And that's where the league is going, I think. Most of the high-scoring teams aren't just putting pucks in the net for volume. Sometimes the analytic world puts a lot of value on shots for, but if you're shooting from the blue line 100 times a game, my Corsi is going to be fantastic, but I'm not scoring any goals. Now, if you recall from episode 3 when I spoke to Reagan, we weren't sure if Barry Trotz or Lou Lamoriello were analytic guys at all. I believe this, you know, shows that Barry Trotz does use analytics to a point, but I think he limits himself in seeing what exactly it speaks to in regards to what you see on ice. So that's a positive. Now, Arthur also asked him about leadership, and, you know, he's going to take his time to see what happens in the room before naming a captain. And they talk about culture change. So they're going to install basically, you know, their own rules and regulations. And an example of that he gives is, if a guy is late for a meeting, late for a bus, you have to wait for him and nothing's ever addressed. Then things start to slide. Your standards slip. What you want to do is hold a high standard and make sure everybody understands what that standard is. Once that's established, then you can create something pretty good. In a couple of areas, the standard needs to be a little higher. What we're trying to do now is figure out where the standard is, where the bar needs to be set. We have a lot of experience between Lou and myself. We've seen a lot on our own teams and on other teams. You just see what works. So, I mean, there you have it, right from the horse's mouth. You're not going to be late to practice. You're not going to be late for the bus. You're not going to oversleep. You can't use excuses that your alarm didn't go off or your roommate didn't wake you. You will be held accountable, and that's something that this team has lacked for a really long time. Now, also, we had Lou Lamoriello on Sirius XM this week, and he said something similar. Lou said, you have to be very careful with it. It can get in the way regarding analytics. So I think that statement shows that Lou can also use analytics, but he takes what he can take from it, because if you stick to analytics too close, you know, I'm just paraphrasing, you know, it can get you into trouble if you're not careful. So maybe we have a coach that does utilize analytics, but a GM who isn't particularly fond of them or doesn't really, you know, look into them too deeply. Next, we're going to speak to Mike from Isles Meetup Charlotte. All right. So welcome to the podcast this week, episode 4, Michael Ryan of Isles Meetup CLT. Michael, how's it going?
So far, so good.
All right. Now, as I understand, you are down south and you organize Islanders meetups for some local fans down there, some transplanted New Yorkers, correct?
That is correct. Yeah. So it started in about 2016 during the playoffs, and it's been going strong since.
Now tell me a little bit about that. Do you guys meet up at bars? Do you meet up at the game? You know, do you meet up at people's houses? How does that work?
So all of the above, actually. So we always go out to the games when they're in Raleigh playing the Canes. We send out a pretty nice group for that. This upcoming season on October 4th, we have 100 tickets on hold, and we teamed up with Yes Men Outfitters to have a custom shirt. So we're going to be looking fresh in the section. And we also have a bar in Charlotte. It's actually a soccer bar, but most of the games are during the day, so they can have us take over the bar at night. And it's a perfect setup. They put on the game on all their TVs. They put the sound on, and we get usually between, you know, 30 to 50 people at these meetups.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. I didn't realize there would be that many, you know, Islander fans down there. I do understand that there are a lot of transplanted New Yorkers down there, especially Long Islanders. I myself have family in that area, so I'm not completely surprised, but I'm surprised that it has the traction that it does.
Yeah, it still blows me away every day. You know, when I first moved down here, I'd be wearing my Islanders gear, just, you know, walking my dog, and people would be shouting out their cars like, "Hey, let's go Islanders." And I'm like, all right, so there's definitely more than just me here who's an Islander fan. And that kind of gave me the fuel to the fire.
Awesome. Now, I spoke to Devin from Yes Men Outfitters in the last episode. Hopefully you gave it a listen. And he told me a little bit about what you guys had going on, and it obviously piqued my interest enough to reach out to you. So I want to get your message out to as many people as I can, because I think stuff like this is great. In the past, when I've gone different places for the entry drafts and everything, I've always tried to meet up with a bunch of fans from other teams and just try to get the whole experience in and, you know, have the most fun possible while I'm in a new city. So tell me, what now can fans expect when, you know, they meet up and they purchase a ticket?
Just connecting with people from the island and, you know, saying, oh, you know, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Deer Park. Oh, I'm from Babylon. And, you know, oh, where's your pizza place in Charlotte? It's just a great networking event. I've made a lot of friends that I hang out with outside of the meetup through this group. You know, I went to summer camp back on Long Island with one of the guys in the group, and we haven't seen each other in 15 years. And then all of a sudden he shows up at one of my meetups. So it's just a really great way for people who transplant down here. You know, we're all trying to make friends, and it's great to have a common team to root for.
That's a crazy story, you know, and it makes you realize how small the world is when you could run into somebody like that kind of randomly. But that's a great story. Now, tell us how, you know, fans down there or fans from even up here or wherever in the surrounding areas can purchase a ticket and meet up with you guys for this event.
All right. So our ticket count is running low because in the past, the Canes have been great and kind of just give us free rein. They say as many tickets as you need, we'll accommodate you. But since it's the season opener and it's their home opener, my ticket rep, he's like, "Hey, Mike, I could get you 100 to start," and he can't make any promises, you know, after that. So right now we're down to less than 20 tickets. Wow. And so it kind of took off. It's been a week, so we announced it last week that we had the group going, and you know, we sold 80 plus tickets already in a week. So there's definitely a demand for them, and it's a Thursday night. And like I said, Charlotte is 3 hours away. So the fact that many people already have purchased just shows you how loyal this group and fan base is.
Now, do you think this is part and parcel because of all like the changes now with the Islanders and Barry Trotz, Lou Lamoriello, and obviously the loss of 91? Or do you see the excitement now in the kid who won the Calder and some other stuff that's changed?
Yeah, I think, you know, this upcoming preseason, you know, this camp, the fact that so many guys are fighting for just a roster position just kind of gets me excited, just to know that, you know, Trotz is going to put the best team out there. He's got a lot of options. And, you know, I think competition's great for a team to get started. You know, I don't think anyone really, except that kid that won the Calder, is safe to have a position.
All right. Now, what about Josh Hosang? What are your feelings there?
Oh, so I'm a big supporter of Josh. So another thing is the Sound Tigers now come to Charlotte, and we also send groups out to support the farm team. And the last time they played here, Josh was actually with Bridgeport, and we were just hanging out before the game in the stands, and Josh just walked over and sat down and started, you know, just shooting it with us. And it was just, he's a real down-to-earth kid. He's still a kid, and he just, you know, he made some mistakes, but he wants to be on the team. You could tell just having in the conversation we had. So I hope that it's his camp and he makes the team.
That's my hope too, you know, and I agree. I think he's a dynamic player with a lot of skills and definitely a skill set that not many people around the league or even in hockey in general possess. So, I mean, that's definitely a positive there. The fact that Barry Trotz has gone and said that, you know, on record, he, you know, just needs to put it all together and play into systems. And, you know, he's going to sit down and he's already worked with him or spoken to him at least, and all positives. Even from Lou, there's just positive stuff there. And at this point, everybody's got a clean slate. I've said that in the last couple of episodes here, moving on. We're talking about Nelson, talking about Bailey, talking about Ladd even. So you never know really what's going to happen. And I think that that's like one of the most exciting things. So tell me now, are there any other games that you guys plan on doing any meetups for during the season? I'm not entirely sure off the top of my head without really looking how many times we play Carolina during the season. Is it two or three? Four even?
So it's just two in Carolina. Okay. So it's the season opener on October 4th. And then at the end of October, October 28th, it's a Sunday, 5 o'clock game, which we will also be going out to. That one we should be able to have unlimited tickets like we have in the past. And they might actually create a custom link for us, the Canes, the Hurricanes. And that way people can just go make payment, click their tickets, and join us and sit with us. So it'd be a lot more convenient for that one.
Well, that seems like it would be a heck of a lot more convenient than trying to organize, you know, basically a crazy group of people randomly purchasing tickets, you know?
Well, yeah, and then the fact that we also added the shirt for the home opener, for the season opener. So it's definitely a lot of moving parts, but, you know, I'm off for the summer, so I kind of got everything up and running while I still had a lot of free time. And now it's kind of just got to sell these last few tickets, and then we're ready to go.
All right. Now, aside from your own group here, tell me about some of the other groups that are loosely affiliated with you guys.
Yeah, so one of our original six members, and we like to joke and call ourselves that, he was one of the guys that showed up at our very first meetup. He actually had to get relocated for work down to Tampa, and he's just an outgoing person. Everyone loves him in the group. And I was like, Kevin, you got to start it up down there. And he was a little hesitant at first, but once he got it going, he realized that, you know, Tampa is just like Charlotte, a lot of transplants down there. And it's also a market where a lot of people from Long Island love to go and catch a road game. So he started the page, you know, less than a week ago. It's already at like 125 followers. He met with the Lightning today, actually, and they gave him a tour of the arena. And he's setting up a group for the game there in, I believe it's November. And he's going to just run with it. And I'm sure eventually his group will be larger than ours because he's just a great guy. And then the Philly group is actually my childhood best friend. He grew up right across the street from me in Deer Park, and his dad is Rich Kahn, who, you know, if you're a long time Islander fan, you know Rich Kahn. He was the PA announcer in the early 90s, and he grew up right across the street from me, my friend, and he moved to Philly probably about 15, 20 years ago now, and he's been a diehard Islander fan, so he wants to start it up there, and I said, you know, have your dad call one of the games, put the sound on mute, and I'm sure the Islander fans would love it.
Yeah, I did see that. You know, I think in the past week or so, both of those accounts have followed me, and that was part of the reason why I had reached out to you, was I wanted to get this out there because you were the largest, and I definitely want to sit and speak with the both of them as well, because I think this is such a cool thing, and you know, especially Philly is a very short trip away from Long Island. I think that is definitely something that I would probably be interested in myself. I don't really get the opportunity to take many days off due to my job, but that's something I would definitely be interested in, and I will definitely work with all three of you guys.
Yeah, and I think the Philly one, you know, everyone knows about Flyer fans, so they can be a little brutal, but if you're there with a larger group, I think you're in better shape, so... I definitely think that he's going to be very popular when the Islanders are in town in Philly. So definitely follow those two pages. And then yesterday, the DC meetup group came back to life. They were very active during the playoff run in 2016, and they saw us heating up. So they came back, and they have a group right in DC as well. They have a bar already set up. So definitely make sure you follow them there. I think their Isles meetup _DMV.
All right, not the actual Department of Motor Vehicles.
No. So it's DC, Maryland, Virginia. They try to get all the fans from those areas to come out.
All right, that sounds awesome too, man. I'm really happy that you guys are finding the success in what you guys are doing. And now tell me where we could find some information. Do you guys have a website?
So we are very active on social media. And, you know, we meet people that were fans from the Dynasty era. They, you know, everyone has Facebook now these days. So we're even tapping into the older crew with Facebook. So we're on Twitter at IslesMeetup_CLT. On Facebook, we're IslesMeetups_Charlotte. And then on Instagram, we're IslesMeetup_CLT.
All right. I will definitely go and check those out. And if you could obviously send me those links so that I could post them up, I will do that as well.
Thank you so much.
All right, Mike, thanks for joining us this week. Hopefully we can meet up again in the future.
I would love to.
All right. A couple of exciting updates since we last spoke to Mike. He has since received a few extra tickets from the Carolina Hurricanes, and they've hit 106 tickets sold, and they can't get any more for their game October 4th, Canes versus Islanders for the Canes home opener. Now, that's pretty awesome. The other piece of exciting news is that he received a email from John Ledecky, and he's going to attempt to go and meet up with the group down there, his schedule permitting. But he reached out to Mike, said he loved what he was doing, and the enthusiasm of the group of Islander fans he's gathered down there, and really appreciates the effort he's putting in. So congratulations on that, Mike. That's great news. Now, in closing, we are running a contest, which you may have seen me post on the website and speak about on Twitter and Facebook. We're giving away that same T-shirt that you'll receive if you attend the game down in Carolina. It's an exclusive T-shirt to the group. You can only get it if you go down to the game in October. But Devin of Yes Men Outfitters was very nice enough to provide us with a shirt to give away. So head on over to the website. Please enter the contest via the Rafflecopter widget on the post. I'll provide a link in the description. You have until Friday to enter to win. Good luck. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in episode 5.